honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and our visit with a spirited 97-year-old World War II veteran, Barb Schober of Ellensburg, Washington. And who knows, maybe you've bought fencing or guardrails from the company she started with her son Mark years ago, M2 Industrial. During World War II, it was all about the letters USMC, with a couple extra letters added onto the back, WR for Women's Reserve. I've seen some pictures of you here in your Marine Corps uniform. That uniform still around?
No, my son and Rochelle, his girlfriend, and I went to New Orleans and donated my uniform to the World War II Museum. So I've got a few things at my house yet that I have to send them.
What did they tell you when you donated your uniform to the museum there?
Oh, they were really happy because I was the only one that they'd ever gotten. All those people, hundreds and hundreds of people, they didn't have. Mine was the only one that they ever had. So someday they're going to have more space than it should be there.
So there's people who are listening to this right now who probably have that on their list, that they're going to go to the World War II Museum in New Orleans, and if they see a Marine Corps Women's Reserve uniform, it's going to be yours.
Right, because mine's the only one. Yeah, and I had the purse and the hat and all of it.
Well, if there's anything we didn't talk about that you want to mention, feel free, but I want to make sure I say thank you. Thank you for serving our country, and thank you for talking about it on your 97th birthday. When you think about that, 97 years, that's a long time. Is there something you'd say you're most proud of or you're most thankful for?
Well, my good health. I'm really very healthy. And my son insisted I'd walk around with a cane. And so he says it gives me stability. So I do that, make him happy. But a lot of the time I just carry it.
You're not supposed to admit that on the radio.
Well, I do.
Here's another question. So I asked you, you know, what you're most proud of. How about, is there something you're still looking forward to? Is there something in 97 years that you haven't done yet that you still want to check off your list?
No, I would like to live until I'm 100 at least, but I'll take whatever I get.
Here's one question for you. Since you lived through all of that and you contributed to the war effort in so many different ways, is there something from that period of our history that you think we could apply to today's world? Is there something that we could learn today from the way you guys did things then?
I don't think it'll ever be like it was. It was a whole world war. You had to put your heart and soul into it, because if you didn't, you were going to be subjugated and live under somebody else's rule. And we're Americans, and we absolutely would not stand for that.
I've got one more question for you. I mentioned they have that saying, the few, the proud, and for you is the very few, the very proud, the women Marines of World War II. But what about that saying that the guys from the Marine Corps always have, once a Marine, always a Marine? Do you subscribe to that too?
Absolutely.
Barb Schober, 97 years young. And with the rest of our time today, I want you to hear from the woman who introduced me to Barb, Jan Lebo. She and her husband Skip, a retired Ellensburg policeman, were asked to be Grand Marshals of Ellensburg's Rodeo Parade this year in recognition of their years of effort to honor all World War II veterans in Kittitas County and preserve their stories on video. Before I get into the origins of that project, Jan, how about telling me what it was you appreciated about Barb Schober and her story?
Well, being a woman Marine, in fact, the first time I met Barb, we had a meeting of people that were born or that lived in Clay Ellum, and Barb was there, and I have a very good friend who's a Vietnam veteran, and he went with us, and when he was introduced to Barb, he says, "Now that's a BAM." And I didn't know what he meant, so he pulled me aside and he told me. And So my first recollection of Barb is laughing at being a BAM.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I should go back before that, because she's not the only World War II veteran who you've interviewed, who you've preserved her story, who you've honored in this county. How many World War II veterans have you guys treated that way and honored that way, and where did that whole effort come from?
Well, it started with, when I first started this project, there were 58. We have interviewed 58 veterans in Kittitas County. And it all started 2 years after I retired. I woke up one morning and God was talking to me. And he said, this is what you're going to do. And I said, wait a minute. You know, I'm not a person that just goes out and does this kind of thing. And he's, no, you're going to do it. And we had a little discussion, and God convinced me that this is what I needed to do. And we had a very good friend, Orville Dial, who was World War II veteran. And so I got a hold of him. And from that, it was like the spider web went out. This person knew this person who knew this person who knew that person. And yeah, and so that's basically how it all came about.
And what year was that when you got started?
It would have been about 2012.
So you started going to all these veterans' homes and videoing their memories?
Right, yeah. I had a questionnaire. Orville helped me come up with a questionnaire, and it had name, rank, serial number, branch of service, how long you were in the service, where you did your basic, what your MOS was. There's quite a few questions, and so that was how it started. And so I would hand them the paper, and some of them would write the answers down, and some of them, as they were talking, you know, that they had a reference that I could look at. And we videotaped him, Skip did the videoing, and I did the interviews.
And obviously, I mean, you said it was something God told you to do, and it was something you were doing to give back to them and to your community. But I just have a sneaking suspicion that you got a lot out of it, too. Am I right?
I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, we had a... Now I'm going to tear up. Our youngest son joined the Army right out of high school. And he did fine. He didn't have to go in country. This was during Desert Storm. But a year and a half after the service, after he got out, he was killed in an automobile accident. And so that was, I wanted to know more about what went on in the military. My father was not military. My side of the family was law enforcement. Skip's side of the family, however, was military. But I didn't know that much about military. So yeah, that's kind of what sparked me doing this.
And I imagine you learned a few things along the way from all these veterans. Did you hear some stories that you had never heard or never imagined before?
Yes, I did. In fact, I've heard several stories that I've been told, now don't repeat this.
Loose lips sink ships.
That's right.
By you guys doing all these videos, and not just the videos, I mean, you've organized scrapbooks. I think I saw a magazine that had a bunch of the veterans' profiles in there, too, that you had compiled. You gave a gift to your community, but as I said, you learned a lot, too. Can you give me maybe a few touch points of some of the stories you heard and how they impacted you? Maybe two or three that just really stood out for you?
Not realizing what some of our young men went through during these wars. We had one who later became a judge here in Ellensburg. He was in the Battle of the Bulge. And I didn't know until after he passed away. Each one of the veterans get a scrapbook. And along with the scrapbook is a book that tells everything of what they did. But I was talking to his, went over after the after his funeral, I'm talking to his family, and I took the scrapbook over. They told me that he was in the Battle of the Bulge with Patton, and when they were getting ready to come home, he and some of the other soldiers went and rescued the Lipizzaners from the Russians who were killing them to eat them. I didn't know that until after he had passed. And, you know, you can be, here's a person that's fighting for his life one day and the next day rescuing horses. You know, it's amazing what we expected those young men to go through.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's a question. How did it impact your perspective on what happened in World War II and the price, really, the totality of the price that was paid for our freedom?
I guess it was a real eye-opener to me. What we see on TV when they show war movies is nothing like what I've heard and what the soldiers have told me. There's no glory when you're being shot at. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you're not John Wayne. Yeah. Yeah. You're looking for the deepest hole to crawl into, and yeah, it's like I said, what we see and what we hear about is not reality. It's not what they went through. And they had, yeah, they had good times. Just like Barb, she had good times. But yeah, there's bad times too.
And, you know, over the years, have you gotten a sense of what your efforts have meant to the veterans and their families who probably hadn't heard a lot of those stories either?
I've had several of the kids tell me, they say, my dad never talked to me about what he did in the service. You know, what? Why does he talk to you? And I give them, if the veteran has already passed away, when they get the scrapbook, I mean, that's theirs. That's right. Theirs to keep. And they'll look through it and they'll say, they're amazed at some of the things that they see. And each one is videoed. Each one gets a video too. Everything that I do is for the families.
If there's somebody listening who said, you know, I've got a grandpa or an uncle or my neighbor down the street, and I've always thought about talking to them about it, but I haven't. Is there some encouragement you've shared that maybe something you've learned or something you've realized by interviewing so many?
I think that because God was with me, that's why I got the responses that I did. When I would have a spouse sitting next to me and afterwards saying, my husband never told me those things, if it wasn't God sitting next to me, I don't think they would have told me either.
Obviously, it's been pretty well received in this community, huh?
Yes, it has, yeah. And like Barb was saying, we were honored this year to be the Grand Marshals in the parade. And we weren't asked to be the Grand Marshals. We were told we were going to be the Grand Marshals. And I said to them, I said, on one condition. And they said, what's that? And I said, that I have World War II veterans with us, because it's not about us. It's about the veterans. Everything that we do has been for the veterans. And so I called each one of the 11, and we had four that were able to be in the parade. And Barb was one of them, yeah. And they each had, and I wanted World War II Jeeps.
Nice.
See, I was very demanding. I have a very good friend who is in a Jeep club, and they restore World War II Jeeps. And so I got a hold of him and said that I would like for each veteran to be in their own Jeep, mainly because if one of them fell ill or they decided, you know, if there was something going on, too hot, too cold, they could just leave. They were in the Jeep, the Jeep could just turn off the road and take them to where they needed to be.
And I get the sense too, Jan, that this is a community that has a lot of appreciation for veterans. Is that something that was there before, or have you seen that partly as the response for what you and Skip have been doing?
I think it was there before. I'm trying to finish up all of the scrapbooks.
Yeah.
We're finished, well, unless somebody new moves in that I, you know, or has moved in that I don't know about, but all of the 58 veterans that we've interviewed.
So this is almost a decade you've been working on this. You probably haven't kept a timesheet, but how much of your life do you think you've invested in this, the two of you, the last decade?
It's a labor of love. And I did the last 4 years. Skip's had some health issues, and so I haven't been working on it as much as I was before that. But I'm trying to pick back up and finish the scrapbooks.
I guess I just want to say thank you for honoring so many veterans and setting an example that other people can follow, and for saving some history that would be otherwise lost. Is that what you feel is happening? I mean, do you feel like there's some things that we know that we wouldn't know if you didn't do what you've done?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the liberty of saying I know so, and I have a very strong suspicion that there may be some of you listening right now who found inspiration in the LEBO's efforts there in Central Washington, and you might be ready to do your part in your hometown to preserve some of that history before it's too late. We're out of time on this edition of Hometown Heroes, but don't forget to visit hometownheroesradio.com for more on Barb Schober and her special friends, the LEBOs. I'm Paul Leffler, hoping you'll join us again next time when we're reminded once more through the stories of our veterans that freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.